Well, last segment, we were talking about the problems for Mark Cuban and his Mavericks. They are many, and we thought we'd give him a call to see if he would come on with us this morning and discuss things. So hopefully he'll pick up.
Yeah, he hasn't spoken to any media outlet yet, has he?
No. Very quiet.
I hope he'll talk to us.
Hello?
Mark Cuban, please?
Calling from Mark Cuban. Who's this?
Hold on.
Hello.
Mark?
Who is that answered your phone there, Mark?
KP.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right. KP, why is he answering your phone?
I should say we're hanging out. What's it to you?
Why are you breathing so hard?
Just got through a workout. What's up?
Okay. You're working out with KP, huh?
Yeah. Getting ready for next season.
Good.
Never too early.
Yeah, you got to get in shape for next season for some reason.
Yeah, we both do.
Okay.
Who knows? I may be playing for this team next year. Who knows? Everything's up in the air right now.
It is up in the air, and that's why we're calling you, Mark.
Yeah.
There's your organization's undergone a lot of changes in this past week.
Yeah. So.
Well,
so what do you want to know?
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask you, did Rick Carlisle leave or did you fire him?
I fired him.
You did?
Yeah. He didn't quit.
Nobody he said it was his decision.
No, I don't care what he said. Nobody quits on me. Nobody quits on the Mavs, except for maybe Rajon Rondo or KP in the playoffs.
Well, don't say that. He's right there.
I don't care. I don't care about anything anymore.
Whoa.
Why? You got kind of a death wish for this organization?
I'm a desperate man. This is a desperate team. I'm so glad that that Jim Carrey looking one-word answer piece of crap's out of here, though.
Oh, whoa.
You're talking about Coach Carlisle.
I thought you loved him.
Yeah. No. No, I don't. Never did.
Why were you guys crossways?
He never said more than like two words to me in 13 years.
Well, he's a man of few words when it comes to people he doesn't want to talk to.
A lot of times in the office, he'd just walk right by me and stare.
Would just stare at you?
He'd just stare and say, oh, that's cute.
What do you mean?
I guess he was talking about what I was wearing. What's wrong with leggings?
All right. I don't know. You're wearing leggings like from the 80s?
Yeah. And I'd say to him, oh, thanks a lot, F-R-E.
F-R-E, what does that stand for?
That's what I'd always call him. First round exit.
You had that nickname for him?
Sounds so toxic.
Well, how did we lose to the Clippers in the first round when you've got a superstar in the NBA like KP? How's that happen?
Well, and Luka.
Luka. We got Luka. How do you lose when you got KP and Luka?
I don't know.
He used one of them as a decoy. What a stupid idea that was.
Well, can you tell us about Donnie Nelson? Like, that situation. I mean, that's... Well, did you have a good relationship with him?
I mean, it was okay, yeah. But he didn't know much about basketball. Didn't seem to, anyway.
I mean, he's around it forever. He knew something.
Yeah, I guess so. But he was around a lot of things. Like, he never passed up a meal or an open bar, either.
Okay.
That's more of a personal attack to him. He enjoyed the Dallas nightlife. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, there's something called being the GM, too. Maybe getting around to that and getting some players in here who can win something.
Sounds like, though, he was being undermined by maybe you and Haralabob and who knows.
You know what? You guys need to quit talking about Haralabob. He's the only one around here who knows what he's doing.
Okay.
You know how much money that man has won? He's a lot like me. We've won a lot of money over the years. I love him. Love him. He is staying. And by the way, you like the trick that I've done?
What?
By naming the GM, but not naming myself GM. And I've been to create this illusion. Basically, I'm Jerry Jones running the Cowboys.
Yeah, that is true.
A fraction of the criticism that you always throw at Jerry.
Yeah, meantime, that was a smart move not to take
the AAC.
Take the title, yeah.
Oh, he's really laughing.
I'm in charge of everything.
You are. So basketball, you call all the shots.
I call all the shots. And that's the way it's always going to be around here. Did you like that title 10 years ago? I hope you did.
We liked it very much.
Yeah.
And the only shots that Donnie was calling was what? Lemon drops and buttery nipples?
Pretty much. Jaeger bombs. Jaeger!
Oh, you love Jaeger, huh?
Some of those, too. Yeah, it was fun.
Why are you always yelling like Oprah?
That's okay. What's wrong with that? Why?
Nothing. Nothing, Mark. I'm sorry.
I'm in charge of everything. I'm in charge of basketball, broadcasting, corporate sponsorships, catering, but most of all, dancing.
Okay.
He's probably about to dance on the phone with us.
Love to dance.
See me on TikTok?
Yeah.
Did you like my dance?
Yeah, you're pretty good. You are good.
You like the way I dance around questions, too? That's probably my greatest dance move.
You're good at that.
Dance around question, dance around criticism.
Yeah.
Well, Finley's going to be the coach, or maybe Dirk, or maybe me. Don't worry about it, but we're going to win the title next year.
Okay.
So those are the top three candidates.
Me, Dirk, Finn.
Okay.
And then Finn's still going to work here, too.
We can't wait to see what happens.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Mark.
There he goes. To Fort Worth.
What?
There he goes. Mavs owner Mark Cuban with us. 8:45 on the ticket. All right.